Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future Know Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it. Put it up.
The type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon.
This is your boy Sam.
Yo, man, we're here with the signing day episode, man. Sam, before we even get into the signing day, because we'll talk about that in a second. What's up with your boy Dabo, dog?
I don't know, man. I mean, between him and Deion, it's like they're just going to use God for everything, man.
Hey, dog. That may have been the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's on
message for Dabo.
It's stupid, dog. It's stupid. It's stupid. I don't know what don't happen to my background, too, for the record. So if y'all looking at the green screen, I'm seeing the green screen, too, and it was working 2 seconds ago. So
yeah.
Yeah. It happens. It is what it is. Computers. I have no idea what just happened. And now I'm trying to add it back. And this is anyway, I'm gonna continue on. But like, no, I don't know what's happening. You know what I mean? I have no idea what's going on with Dabo. I have no idea why he says the thing he says. Why do they continue to insert God in the situations where God didn't ask to be at? Like it's a lot of crazy stuff happening though, and I'm gonna just be honest with you, I need Dabo to go on somewhere. I need him to go ahead and lose and get fired, or win and get promoted. But I don't want to hear this man. I do not want to hear this man speak. He gets on my nerves.
That's on par for who he is though. That's just who he is. That's what he gonna do, bro.
Bobby wasn't this. When they talked about Bobby being folksy and stuff like that, that was one thing. This is some bull. Like, it's just...
You just really don't like Dabo.
I didn't like him to begin with. You know, let's make it very clear. Dabo, I don't like the man. But it's this type of stuff that make me really not like him. Like, I don't like him because he don't give credit. What credit is due is always something his team didn't do. There's never other team played better, whatever it is. He's petty. Even though I don't necessarily, you know, I'm petty too, so I can relate. But this here, this is crazy.
He is.
Hey, Brian said the green. Hey, it's like Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, man. It's like Michael B. Jordan finna walk in here, man, feeding kids, getting kids' lunches ready, man. Again, I don't know. He's telling me for some reason my device does not support virtual backgrounds, and it's the same device I used last time. So I don't know. It's just gonna be like this. I can pull it down, but this is gonna be the backdrop. Imagine Florida State behind it. Anyway, but no, man, like it's just Deion is Deion. I expect Deion to do what Deion does. Partly it is funny. You know it's tongue in cheek. But the God in the NIL, we brought Jesus. What did he say? We brought Jesus to the NIL.
He built a program in God's image, name, image, and his likeness. Shout out
I want to fight this. I want to fight Dabo. I want to fight Dabo sometime, dog. Mm. I can continue on, but I'm not. I'm gonna let you talk first about recruiting as a whole because you started something last week, right? And I kind of saw it play out today, and now I'm with you. I was already with you, like you know what I mean, but now I'm really with you. This is nasty.
What's that?
Like. College football recruiting is nasty right now.
I mean,
it reminds me almost of all. Bro, it's nasty. It's nasty. I know it's always a lot of things that have been going on, but it couldn't have been this nasty, dog.
I think
it's basically, all right, it's free agency. It's free agency. High school college football has become free agency.
Right.
If, hey, I'm going to college. I'm a four-star recruit. That says I'm worth $25,000 in free food at your cafeteria for life.
Yeah.
And here comes school X that says, oh, I give you $30,000 and a pair of tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then, man, if you're giving $30,000 in tennis shoes, I'm going with you. At some point, there has to be, there got to be rules to the game. And I, again, I didn't plan on starting like this. I'm just after just watching kind of how the season developed. And we'll dive more into detail about, you know what I mean? Florida State specifically. Yeah. But in general, this is crazy, dog. Like, it's just, I don't pay some dude the most money and the kids have zero loyalty to anything. I think it teaches bad principles. It teaches, there's no, like, stick to it. There's no, you know what I mean? There used to be a your word is your bond type of thing. That's gone. There ain't no word is bond. You know what I mean? It's, I've said this, but I've only said this until the next person comes with a dollar amount higher than the last person's dollar amount.
Well, these precedents have been set by these, but the precedents have been set by the adults, though. These are the adults have now the prisoners are running asylum, basically. But I mean, I think a lot of people that's complaining about recruiting and how it's being done is people that have staffs, perennial blue bloods that's used to recruiting at a high level are no longer doing it. And it's
you
funny.
You can't. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you can.
I don't want to say you can. Because you can. But
you can.
It's difficult.
It's not. It hasn't changed. This hasn't changed.
See, and that's what I'm saying. I think it has. I don't believe it's always been, hey, dog, you got 50,000 for me? Cool. All right, well, LSU got 65, so I'm going to LSU.
I think the biggest problem is the curtain has been pulled back and everybody get to take a look at it now, right? Yeah. And I think that's a part of it, right? Yeah. I think another part of this is nobody wants accountability for not doing their damn job, right? So the first thing you hear when school X, Y, and Z don't get player X, Y, and Z is somebody bought the player. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, everybody's trying to escape culpability of all this stuff. Like, you know, we're complaining about the transfer portal, but then we're dipping in grabbing 10 players out of the transfer portal. I mean, and then you complain about paying players, but then you outbid everybody for Hakeem Williams. I mean, you put a big cash to get him. So, I mean, you didn't get him on the cheap. So, I just think that a lot of this is kind of, but I think
it's not even about getting somebody on the cheap though.
But the problem is the problem with this whole tenor of this whole conversation is everybody gets to look at it now. Everybody gets to take a look at this. And then when you're looking at it, you're realizing that the sport that you thought was so pure and so sacred isn't pure. It's just as dirty and muddy as everything else. And it's kind of bothering people, is bothering the casual fan or the people that want to hold college football on high. It bothers you a little bit to look at it like this, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's just a nasty game, and the kids are more hip to it, right? So now they play the game just as good as the adults play the game. The parents are playing the game just as good as the coaches are playing the game. Everybody's in the game, you know what I'm saying? It's EA Sports right now. Everybody's in the game, you know what I'm saying? But if you just take a look at it though, like go look at the top recruiting classes. I mean, I'm not even trying to be funny here, but like Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Miami, Ohio State, LSU, Oklahoma, Oregon's right there, Notre Dame, maybe Notre Dame or Oregon's like kind of like outliers, but we ain't talking about over 20 years, 30 years of recruiting. I mean, those names ain't crazy names to be recruiting at a high level, right? That's not crazy to say Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Miami, Ohio State, LSU. That's not crazy to say they having good years recruiting. You know what I'm saying? That's not insane. You know? I don't think it's really changing as much. I just think that there is this other element to it that people, we talked about it, we make jokes about it. But now it's out there, right? When you hear about your big-time player flirting with other schools to try to get you to up more money, to up the bag up a little bit more, that's kind of irritating to the sensibilities of what you think college football is and what it should be. But maybe it's always been like this. You know what I'm saying? It's just been this way. And these coaches complain about it while they're doing the same thing.
Now, I mean, now that part is true. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not a recruiting expert. I don't know recruiting like this, and I don't really talk it like that. But what I don't believe it's always been this. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't believe it's always been what Prop Joe said, buy for a dollar, sell for two. Like it all feels like a hustle. You know what I mean? The whole thing feels like Succession. You know what I mean? Like it's all a game that everybody's playing. But we now seeing the televised. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's always been Succession. At some point there were some players who played for Florida State who didn't get checks.
Right.
I believe it. So, and I'm talking about good players. I believe at some point there were some players who played for others, for Alabama and others, who didn't get checks. What I'm saying now, it feels like for every top name recruit, there's a dollar value assigned to that kid. And that dollar value, he knows what it is.
That's because
he's told what it is.
They got sites. They got sites publishing this stuff.
I know.
And those the same sites complaining about it.
Again, that's a whole other conversation I ain't having that. I'm saying just from a standpoint of, I didn't know we got into the business of the huddle tapes are just like OnlyFans account. Your huddle account is just, hey, put up the money and I'll come in wherever it is. It all feel like shit, I'm everybody for sale.
Right.
And that's, I thought there was a bit of loyalty to it. I thought there was always a bit of recruiting skill. At this point, I don't know how much skill you necessarily have to have in this.
Man,
you just got to have deep, because I think you have to have deep pockets. It feels like it's changed from, all right, cool. The people with the money, they're going to get the players. If you ain't got none, you ain't getting none. If you got medium pocket, you're going to recruit in the 20s. If you got, you know what I mean? You got deep pockets, you're recruiting the 10s.
But we're trying to put this... We're absolving people that have a job of doing their job and saying, well, it's just the game's not fair. The game is fair.
So these are two separate
everybody's
rules.
Playing by the but my thing is everybody's playing by the same rules. That's my whole problem with the complaints is everybody's playing by the same rules. These rules are no different for Alabama than it is for Florida State than it is for Miami. These are the same rules. Everybody's playing by them, right?
Yep.
I think that is kids taking money? Yeah. Do you know about it? Yeah, you do. And I think a couple years ago, when Jimbo signed a class, Jimbo signed three straight classes.
Mm-hmm.
And those three straight classes all were in the top five, right?
One and two, basically.
Yeah. Well, one of them was ranked number one, but most of them, I mean, they were basically inside the top five, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't spoke about a lot, but everybody knew things had to happen for that to happen. Like, things had to happen for 100%. A team that was winning 7 wins and 6 wins in the ACC to then go along to, you know, getting top three and top four, top five classes with high-profile guys. Everybody knew special things had to happen for that to happen, right? You know what I'm saying? It's okay when you get in the players. You okay with what's going on. You don't even care. It's not your money. You're not even counting. You don't even care. It just bothers you when you ain't where you need to be yet, relationship-wise. Like, some of these coaches are not getting in the door to even have – to even – hold on. Let me put this, say this right way. Some of these coaches are not getting in the door where the money conversation can even be had later on in the process. That's the problem we got today. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem we got. The problem isn't that we don't have money. The problem is we're not building the type of relationships that get you in the door where you feel comfortable enough to have the type of conversation you need to have to secure a top 10 recruiting class out of the high school ranks. That's the problem we're having, right? It's a lot easier to have these conversations with a grown 23-year-old, 22-year-old, 21-year-old who's already been through the college recruiting process. Easy to have a money conversation with him because guess what? NIL can have a direct conversation with him. We ain't got to do all these back channel, all this other stuff. We can just get the job done, right? In the portal, you can just talk to these kids, right? They come on your campus. You can talk about NIL. High school kids, you're not really supposed to do that, right? So then that's a level of trust. That's a level of building a connection with somebody to be able to have this conversation that you're really not supposed to be having. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem we having. That's the problem we having.
Okay. You see what I'm saying? Before we dive into this, man, because Sam over there preaching, right? So let's get so
reset the room.
Let's reset the room for a minute. I was on a tangent about the state of college football and where it's been and how it's nasty behavior, and that's true. That does not excuse what's happening here at Florida State.
Absolutely.
With that said, please hit that subscribe button and hit them likes.
Yeah.
This is the point. Like, if you're gonna timestamp it 15 minutes in, so we are now talking about exactly what's happening, right?
Yeah.
So what Sam says is the absolute truth. We don't have the recruiting staff put in place to get in the rooms to have the conversations, which is why you can end up in situations where Falk can go to Auburn, right? You are having a conversation, but you're not having a real one. And it happens to Florida State all too often, to the point where we can't say it's a fluke. If every year you're getting outbid by your top recruit, there's a miscommunication.
Right.
Florida State is currently 9-3 and probably going to finish the season 10-3. And we'll still have the number 20th ranked recruiting class.
Right.
Now, we can say the portal and the times have changed, and I've said it. It's not a long-term fix. We keep saying that. You are kicking your can down the road. You got to get the Falks. You got to get the Travis Hunters. Yeah. I'm talking about, like, the portal is a short-term thing.
Right.
You gotta get Falks. You gotta get Travis Hunters. You gotta get, and not through the portal. You gotta get them on signing day.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna get what you talking about, Ant, in a minute. Just give me a minute. I'm gonna get to what Ant talking about, because I think me and him on the same.
Yeah, this is slow. This is gonna be a slow cooker. It's gonna be a slow cooker.
But what I do want to say though, because this is gonna come off like we flaming the staff. I'm not flaming the staff. I'm not flaming the staff. But what I am saying is, it is a problem when you're not in position to make hay on a 9-win season. I'm not saying you should have had a top 10 class. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, maybe you should have been able to, once you got halfway through the season, you should have had enough relationships where you could get in the door of some of those top 300, 200 kids, and maybe you'd have had a top 15 class in the high school ranks. And from my understanding, I'm just going to be honest with y'all. I came on the pod last week. I said I expected some flips. I expected us to lose one, which I expected Falk not to be here. That was my full expectation. I expected us to get Andy Jean. I expected us to get the guy, Kersey, what's his name? They had him in the chat. The guy that decommitted from Penn State. I expect to get him, and it was another guy. I gotta remember the other guy's name. I gotta look it up.
It's 6:30.
Yeah, but he not coming. That kid's not coming. So I expected for us to get the lose one and gain three. That's my expectation. Oh, the kid Otto. They got the kid Otto. Yeah. So I expect us to get three, lose one, get three. You know, even with that. That's low expectations for what you did do this season. I thought you should have made a little bit more hay. And I'm not that upset about this, because I said this way in the spring. Well, if they have a surprise good season, okay, they'll be in 19, 17, maybe 15 at the highest level. You know, I never believed they was going to recruit at that type of a level. And that's just because, and this is what something's Ant saying right here. You know, I'll tell you, you or our kid grew up an FSU fan. FSU didn't even try to have a conversation with the kid. These are facts. These are just little things that you just see. They don't really they don't spread a wide enough net in the high school ranks, in my opinion. And
there's another one. I tagged him. I said he grew up a Florida State fan. Florida State has not been in contact with him. He would come. Yeah. He'd come and drop a bat.
And then you see these kids kind of run off to go to, like, you know, I think one went to Miami.
Going to Utah from Jacksonville.
I seen one kid go to Indiana, you know, from Lake City got one that went to Indiana. Mm-hmm. I thought would have been a nice take for FSU. You know, and they got another kid. We got a, of course, we do got a Lake City and Lake City too. You know, I just think that they got to get to a place. It can't just be one or two guys on the staff trying to build connections. You have to be all in mentality of 7 to 8 guys on that FSU staff building connections. Right now, they just got one guy. Well, two guys.
I'm seeing a
lot of these guys don't even if they get into a tussle, not a tussle, if they get into like they got to recruit against somebody that's kind of big, you know, Georgia, you know. Beamer recruits the hell out of Florida. You know, look at South Carolina. I'm going to just go to this right quick. This is just, I'm going to go to South Carolina high school recruiting.
Why are you looking at that? This FSU class is ranked 10 with the portal kids. So we good. We're not good. We're not good. Like, you have to, these are independent things, man. High school recruiting is important. It is absolutely necessary, and you have to recruit the high school ranks. Now, yeah, I've said it on this pod. I think Mike has a special flair for the portal. He seems to hit more than he misses.
Well, I mean, he got no choice.
That's going to help you fill in some of these gaps.
Yeah, I mean, he got no choice but to hit in the portal.
But I was just going to say, but he's doing it because he has to. Yeah, it's a different story when you don't have to. You know what I mean? When you have to, you know what I mean? When you can go in the portal and grab a DN every now and then, or grab a quarterback because yours left early, that's one thing. It's another thing when, look at our team this year. All of them were portal kids. Every last one of them, except for Peyton and Travis. Every other player who made plays this season were portal kids. Every impact player, that whole, you know what I mean, the all ACC teams, those were filled with kids we grabbed from other schools. And while that'll help you long term, that should not be your base. That shouldn't be. It should be flip flop.
Well, I do think that
portal kids, you're right.
It's the thing that's aggravating to me is because we're going to say, well, let's see what happened in 24, which I do think 24 can be better. I really do believe that, you know, but I am a little tired of saying, let's see what happened next year. You know what I'm saying?
What's funny is I literally had that written down. Like, I'm tired of the people who keep saying, hey man, it's not this class that built, it's the 24 class. My question is, why, and this is just my brain, why would the wins this season not count towards this season's recruiting? Why would they count towards the follow? First of all, the 24 class is not, it's top five today. We were top five or top two early in this 23 class too. It doesn't matter today. That 24 class will finish 15 and 17 again. Nobody's recruited, like, Bama ain't started recruiting the 24 class.
Right.
Georgia has not started recruiting the 24 class. When they go in and decide they're going to get it, that number is going to drop. They will not hold the top five class in 24. That's just not – I mean, you will get a class early, and they've not shown the ability to maintain that.
Right.
I keep hearing, they make great strides in the 24 class. A lot of guys look good. I've seen it all. But I've seen them same players flip at the last minute. We've just witnessed it. How many times are we going to continue to go through the rabbit race of, hey, man, 24 class look good. We got this kid, this kid, this kid. And then your top guy on your board goes to another school on signing day.
Right.
It's happened every single time.
Yeah,
some point, you think you would be tired of at this point, I don't care who the number one recruit is. I'm assuming he's going to another school.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have the parties to hold on to them, or we don't have the recruiting acumen to be able to keep these players in. But somebody is dropping the ball somewhere where you continue to lose the top player in your class. I'm hearing people say it's Woodson, because I know Woodson was Travis Hunter's primary recruiter. I don't know if he was Fox. If he was, again, I don't know recruiting like that, but I do know if he was Fox, then Woodson needed to hit the fucking road.
Yeah.
This has happened too many times for people to continue to retain their jobs. That's what I'm saying. There's a miss somewhere. Yeah. There's a gap in your program. Cool. We got the number, you know what I mean? Like I said, we lost the number one tight end in the 2024 class to Georgia. already. You get what I'm saying? Man, them kids, when they want to come and take your players, they clearly are saying big bank take little bank, or big recruiter take little recruiter, or whoever, you know what I mean? Whatever it is they're doing, they're telling it to your players, and they leaving.
Well, it seems like these top schools, these top 10 or 15 schools, in my opinion, it seems like they have a better gauge on what these kids want, what they need, and what it's going to take to secure their commitments. In my opinion, that's what it seems like to me. Not necessarily saying, it just seems like they have better relationships. It seems like they have a clear understanding of what it's going to take. And it don't seem like you have a clear understanding. It seems like you're selling a lot of stuff, and I think a lot of stuff you're selling is true. All right, I think it's a great approach, but it's not securing them, and that's a problem. And I don't, and like I told somebody, people talking about the class, and I was telling somebody, man, I don't know how many people in this class, I mean, other than, once you get past Hakeem Williams, Lucas Simmons, Blake Nicholson, I think, was kind of coveted a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I like that kid.
Once you get past those three, I don't know how coveted.
Jacobs?
I don't think so. I'm not saying he won't be good. I'm just saying I don't know how coveted these guys are. I do think the top three guys you got was pretty coveted players that people mm-hmm. wanted them.
Yep.
I don't know if the rest of those kids was really coveted, that you really had to get into dog fights to get, personally. You know what I'm saying?
As much as I like Sam, and I think Sam is actually going to be the next player. I think he's my sleeper on this, right, on this recruiting class. As much as I like him, I looked at his recruiting office. You didn't battle anybody.
Yeah, I mean,
you were by far his best offer.
Yeah, if not.
And while close. I think it's a very good point, I think he's a very good kid. Like I know him. I'm telling you, I think he's a good football player. He will turn out to be great. To Sam's point, you didn't have to battle anybody for those guys.
And it's pretty funny. This is my mic and his press conference instant. I mean, I imagine after last two classes he just brought in here, Wilden here, I bet he do think those guys he got this class was instant impact.
I don't understand how I couldn't be.
I bet you actually got some
legit five star. Hakeem Williams, I think, will produce immediately. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you got some players who I think will produce immediately. Linebacker will be you need linebackers. Linebacker going when they hit the bench, that's going to be an instant impact player.
And I mean, I think there's and I said this to y'all in the group chat. I know I put it in the group chat to you, Brad. I'm like, I looked at the last couple of recruiting classes, and we had seven guys that are contributing on the football team in those last class. That was what, 40 kids, I think. 30 kids out of the 30, seven of them contributed or made contributions. Mm-hmm. You know, now we got this class, then we got the last class where most of the contributions are going to be made in that class is going to be from the offensive line. And I do think some of those offensive linemen will be pretty good. It does bother me a little bit that, you know, we grabbed a bunch of portal offensive linemen again, which I'm happy about that because I do like the idea of development, that those guys can sit back another year and develop. But I do wonder whether that say about what you brought in on the last class. Like, is Charlton on schedule? Is Early on schedule? You know what I'm saying? Is some of these guys, is Sapp on schedule? You know what I'm saying? So I do concern myself with some of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I think they're going to have a good season next year. I firmly believe that. I think they're going to have 10 wins. I think they're going to battle out with Clemson.
I think those are two separate points. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the
problem, I think, me and you and a couple of guys in the group chat were talking about was, okay, when everybody leaves, when Jordan Travis leaves and those guys kind of leave, those locker room guys kind of leave, and you do bring in a good class in 24. I think you're going to bring in a top 10 class. I mean, you damn well better bring in a top 10 class in 24. Those guys are not going to be ready to play when you get them here, right? They're going to need a year of seasoning, you know. They're going to need a year. Are you going to have enough? Because you can't fall back to seven wins and six wins. You gotta keep humping wins. You know what I'm saying? That's a little bothersome.
So this is where recruiting comes in, right? And again, he might be able to hit it again in the portal. It's we don't know. Next season, you're putting every egg in the basket of ACC championship and possibly more.
Right.
You put all your eggs in that basket. Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is, once that's over, let's say you accomplish all your goals, you win the championship. You go out there, or you play in the championship, because that for us that account damn near as a win, right? Just because
if you made the final four, that's a win.
That's a very successful season.
Right.
The problem is, you're gonna lose everybody. Verse gone, Lovett gone, both your line, Bethune and Deloach gone, Travis gone, Benson gone, what's the tall wide receiver name?
Jonathan Wilson.
Wilson gone. Your lineman, you mean transfer line gone. You are starting over again. You're basically starting to rebuild over again. Mm-hmm. If you haven't added any recruits that you've been developing underneath all of this portal stuff, you're now having to go back in the portal, but not for like three or four guys. You got to go in for a whole nother team again.
Right.
Yeah. To start this process all over.
Yeah, and I do think
it's a good. It doesn't feel like a win. It doesn't feel like a winning thing. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like something you can continually do, and it's going to work down the road.
Well, I think we've seen cases where you can portal yourself to like 11 win seasons and 12 win seasons. You can prepare yourself to really good seasons through the portal. I mean, you watch Michigan State do it, watch Baylor do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, once you start losing some of those guys, and the mixture ain't quite right some years. I mean, you can tater off pretty deep on the deep end. But ideally he's going to need 10 guys in last class to hit. He's going to need 10 guys in this class to hit also. You know what I'm saying? Right. Ideally, that's what he's going to need, 10 guys. I mean, not just to hit. They're going to have to be damn near all ACC caliber type guys, like guys that can be all ACC caliber, you know? And I do think Hakeem is that. I do think Lucas Simmons, the offensive tackle, can be that. I think Nicholson can be that. And I think if you look back at last year's class,
Peyton's going to be that.
Well, yeah, Peyton's one of the guys I was counting off the other. I think Isaiah Thomas.
He's going to be good.
You're going to need A.J. Duffy.
He got to be something.
Rodney Hill, I think, will be good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but after that, man, I don't know. On last year class. I don't know. I mean, people keep saying Aaron Hester. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm just saying it's gonna be dicey. It's gonna be dicey. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be dicey. So you're gonna have to it's gonna be dicey because you don't hear good things about Duffy. Salty Chris is right about that. I mean, you don't hear good things about Duffy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you gotta figure some things out, you know?
But yes, we did get a quarterback. We'll see what.
Yeah, maybe you know. And I don't particularly not a big proponent of Brock Glenn personally. Personally, I'm not.
I wasn't impressed by the tape. I must say, I thought it was, you know.
But you did need a quarterback. But you did need a quarterback.
But you had to bring in one of the
quarterback. We said that you got to bring a quarterback in here. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't just not bring a quarterback. We needed a quarterback, so he did bring a quarterback in. So. Overall, amen. I don't think Mike is doing I don't think he's doing a C job. I don't think he's doing an average job. I just don't think he's doing the type of job that
he's not doing 10-win Florida State job.
Well, he's not doing step by step, brick by brick. This team is going to be a problem on the national stage in the next 3-4 years. It's going to. You don't think you don't feel like it's going on a 4-year, 5-year run of competing for national championships. Don't feel like that, right?
No, I agree with that. I agree with that.
It feels like it's being duct tape and stitched together a little bit.
Quick question though: Is William trolling? Tell me, it's okay. We lost Fault. We got Destin Hill coming in.
I don't know. I'm gonna tell you one thing, man. And I know I said this last year. I'm not talking about Destin Hill's podcast. I won't do it. But you can subscribe and please like.
I'm assuming he's trolling.
Yeah, that is true. We did not.
Yeah, man, hit the like button if you have not.
We did not pull Graham Mertz. That's a good thing. Jesus, Florida.
Hey, boy, Florida. I don't remember the dude who tweeted it, but he had on the Florida shirt. He say, Florida grabbing Graham merch is like being hungry all day and going to the grocery store for a steak and leaving out with the Hungry Man dinner.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what that is. They were in it for Sam Hartman. What's North Carolina State quarterback?
Leary.
They were in for Leary. They were in it for every top tier quarterback. Then got down to the Coastal Carolina quarterback, and he was like, nah, I'm straight. And then you ended up on a backup Wisconsin quarterback. Florida, this is I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy for what's that. Yeah, that's Hornibrook. We've seen, and then another man, Florida fans have been funny today. And somebody posted the highlight tape. He was like, you ain't seen Merchant's his highlight tape, and it was just him handing the ball off.
Yeah.
Hey man, I gotta give it to whoever them two dudes was, man. That was funny. But yeah, that's not gonna work. That's not gonna work out well for y'all. Let me be very clear.
That seat's gonna be damn warm in about 4 months. That's gonna be a warm ass.
Oh, seat. They already want again. The GoFundMe has already started. When GoFundMe goes up, it's pretty much a wrap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, man. yeah. somebody recruit like he at Memphis. Okay, man, y'all crazy. I'll disagree, but y'all crazy. But I mean, I want to get to the good things about the class, because I do think it's some good pieces on the class, man. I really do. I think it's some good pieces on the class. I want to get to the good pieces. Before I get there, please like the show, subscribe to the show. Let me go to the private convo. Let me get this private conversation right here. Let me anyway. Hold on. Sorry about that, Brandon. Copy that. All right. Anyway, make sure y'all go to subscribe to the show. We also are on Apple, and that's the link right here. Subscribe to us on Apple. Be sure to do that. But yeah, man. So pieces that you like in the class.
For me, I think it's over and above Hakeem, right? First of all, it's not even the fact that his talent matches. Very few players, you know what I mean, go from 4 to 5 stars. That means, like, whatever he did his senior year, they was like, nah, this is the truth. We've seen every highlight. He looks like he is going to be one of them, you know what I mean, the T. Higgins, or one of those guys that make your quarterback look good, you know what I mean, that even though you ain't, you know what I mean, you might not have had the greatest day, but I can throw it in his vicinity, and he going to go out there and make me look good.
Right.
He's a tall kid. He high points the football. He catches everything in sight. He's an unbelievable athlete, and he's a difference maker. It's what I thought we was getting to Travis Hunter last year. You know what I mean? At wide receiver, I said you need a difference maker, a guy who's a surefire, what feels like NFL wide receiver on your team. You know what I mean? Because they make it. It changes so much. The math changes. You know what I mean? Because he gonna go and make some catches that you gonna need. But not only, when they have to shift that double team, it makes those other guys who may not be on his level, it makes Jacobs look a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? Because now Jacobs can catch one on the double team and can also house it. So I look at Hakeem Williams is above and by far the best player that I think, shit, maybe the best player Mike has ever recruited. I don't think that's far to say. It wasn't going to be Travis Hunter.
It's the best one he's ever signed.
That's what I mean. He's the best player he's ever. I don't mean recruited. He recruited a lot of them. He's the best player he's ever signed, in my opinion. So I look at it, but I think Redavis said Malik McClain is on notice. I actually don't agree with that. I think Malik McClain takes a step up because you got a Hakeem. It allows him to be able to kind of flourish in that number two, possibly even number three role.
Yeah. Man, at this point,
that's just my opinion.
But we can have an honest conversation. Malik McClain is just a guy. He's a jack. He's a guy. He's just a guy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, but it allows him to be able to make some plays as a again. There are guys. They are. Yeah. But you need a team. You need a couple of guys on your team.
Yeah, he's just a guy. Nothing special. Nothing amazing.
Yeah, that's my number one. That's my number one by far, because I think he had so much. And what's the linebacker? I think you can't go wrong with good linebackers.
Blake. I think Hakeem is pretty easy.
Yeah,
can't go wrong. To be honest with you. But I really like Lucas Simmons. I really do. I think Lucas Simmons is probably the biggest get to me. I mean, outside of Hakeem Williams. I think Lucas Simmons is the big get, because I think 6'8", 300 pounds, got really good being.
I think maybe not this year, which it could be this year. I think he could be a plug and play guy, but absolutely next year, man. I think you legitimately have a NFL tackle, and it's not, you know what I'm saying? I think you legitimately have an NFL tackle. I know people think that Robert Scott is an NFL tackle. I think he's more of a guard in NFL. But I think you legitimately have an NFL tackle in Lucas Simmons, man. And I think that's going to pay dividends down the road. Because I think you, with the scheme, is already guard-friendly. Having that elite tackle, I think, is going to make this offense, like, really take off in the next year. Well, if they get the right guys around next 2 or 3 years, man. He's a bookend guy. Mm-hmm. So I really like him. After him, I like Lamont Green a lot. I really do. Especially because I think in this scheme, it allows defensive ends to kind of fly up the field and get sacks, you know, and become penetrators. I know in Georgia's defense, they don't ask their defensive ends to be penetrators. They ask them to control gaps and things like that. But in this defense, it is asked to get up the field, go get sacks. And I think Lamont Green, and I think it's going to take him a year and maybe a year and a half. But I do think once the light come on for him, I do think you're going to have a really good football player, Lamont Green.
Mm-hmm.
So
I told you, personal bias is going to have me having is Sam, the running back. I think, again, I've seen him play. Unbelievable athlete, great skill. He hits the hole. From the very first time I seen him, before I even had a chance to coach him, the very first time I seen him, I said, I don't know very many kids that was his age that hit the hole as hard as he did. And I think he reminds me a lot of Carlos Williams. So, you know what I mean? Like, maybe, like you said, positionless. You could have put him anywhere. He played linebacker, but he also was running back as well. I think, that's a big one for me. Right. I'm trying to – Williams – here's the reason why – I mean, I'm sorry. Not Williams. What's the tackle you just
talking Simmons.
About? Simmons.
Yeah.
The reason why I agree with you on Simmons is if he is what you say, you know what I mean, he's an NFL tackle – what that does, it does make things a whole lot easier for your quarterback. You need tackles. They help protect that quarterback. They keep your quarterback upright. So whoever the new back is who you'll be starting in that 24 season, he going to need a tackle. And like you said, you give him a year to get into his body, train, get stronger, get bigger. Yeah. I don't know if he's early enrollee, but allow him to get, you know what I mean, put on some man weight and tone up a little bit. Then you go into it with that position not being an issue. You know what I mean? You don't got to worry about your new quarterback getting hit every play.
And it's
which is
weird
what I think some of our past quarterbacks had problems with.
It's weird because if you think about it, man, the way Alex Atkins has recruited the offensive line is exactly what you kind of wanted from the rest of the staff on a whole.
It's bringing why in, the excuses don't work.
Yeah, bringing in
Atkins is why excuses don't work.
That's true. That is why.
Like, you know, like if we really want to dive into the excuse making that gets made for Woodson and the furniture and all these other players who we miss out on.
Right.
Alex Atkins is on the other side doing it with the same money that you got.
Right.
The same time in his schedule, the same money, the same staff, and that same 9-3 record, he seems to get the guys.
Yeah.
Every guy. If his name is linked to him, he getting them. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't even transfer portal, five-star recruit, back-to-back years, because I guess Simmons is more of a five, is close to a five-star than a four. You are talking about he's able to get guys. But for some reason, we look at the other staff and say, it's not possible. They don't have the money. Well, yeah. Is Atkins paying it out of his own pocket? And I don't know about it because I'm missing it, right? Like, he on the same staff as everybody else, but that's the problem. He killing the argument.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job. I did. That's what you kind of would want from the other position groups because you would like to see them kind of bring in young talent, stack transfers on top of them, develop those guys. And, I mean, if Atkins is here in 24 and 25, you're going to have a good offensive line, period. Like, that won't be the problem. Like, this team won't have an offensive line problem. It won't have an offensive line problem. You know what I'm saying? So,
Smiley says, hold on real quick. Smiley, this clash was built last year before the season started.
What are we doing here?
He's, I believe, responding to the fact that I said, why are we putting all these eggs in this 24 basket when we just had the 9-3 season? Why wouldn't the 9-3 season affect this year's recruits. And he's saying because the relationships were made before the season started. As if for some reason these last nine games, or I mean these last 12 games didn't get played, so they didn't see any of it. Because the relationships was built upon the when they sucked. So they didn't see any of the good. Only the people in the 24 class saw the good. The 23 people didn't. Man, that's an excuse, Smiley, dog. Like, we got to stop with the excuses.
Well, I mean, I don't think we are asking them to recruit at a top.
We got to stop with these excuses. 10. We just got to get these recruits.
Well, we're not asking them to recruit at a top 10 high school level. We were just asking them to be around 15, 16, 17. I mean, right now, currently, it's sitting at, what, 20?
Somebody said it was 18, which, I mean, you split in halves. It ain't good enough for them. I don't know what they had.
The composite recruiting class is sitting at 20. The one that's with just the high school kids is just sitting at 20. I mean, that's a problem. That's a problem. You should be – you only brought in – hold on. How many kids you brought in? Let me go. I'm sorry. I'm looking at it the wrong way.
They keep – adult. It's the problem I'm having with a lot of things that I'm seeing is
– well, the thing
we banked a lot of if they win, the recruits will come. Just win, dog. Recruits to come. That's not good enough. It didn't happen. We won and it didn't happen. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you know, man, they change. We constantly change these arguments, man. They change these arguments. They change like the arguments.
You just keep out of pat down a different arguments. They win. You know what I mean? They win. Okay, they still don't get recruits. Now what?
Yeah.
Oh, no. They ain't got the money. You know what I mean? All right, so now you got to dispute that. I guarantee you, they're going to come up with something else.
Yeah, yeah. And that's number two.
Transfer portal rank.
That number two transfer portal holding up, that ain't going to hold up through the offseason because some of these teams waiting for these bowl games to get over so these other guys can go into the portal. So that number's going to change also, you know. But I think they've done a good job in the portal. I think they hit every need they needed to hit in the portal, to be honest with you. I think they hit every need. But if you're trying to tell me you recruited 16 high school kids, best you come up with number 20, it's a problem. It's a problem. All right? Probably needed to hit. I needed you to be around 15, to be honest with you. I needed you to be around 12. 15. Yeah, I know what you want. I told you that wasn't even possible. I was like, shh. You know, I said that every time. That wasn't happening, you know? But so, I don't think so the staff.
Bobby
Bowden
won two championships with plenty of three stars. It is 2022, dog. Man, this man, he won in the 90s. This ain't the same game that's happening. What are y'all talking about, man?
Purple
Goblin, I don't know who you are, bro. And I appreciate you listening. You keep listening to the podcast. You're going to tell me stuff from over 20 years ago. The game has changed, bro. The old days, that's the problem with the old days. They the old days. Ain't that, since we quoting, the, you know what I mean, stuff from The Wire, you know what I mean? Like, it just, no, dog. Probably about one with three stars.
I mean, back then, they didn't really keep
asking. What did Georgia win with? Tell me what Georgia won with last year. You want to tell me about Bobby? Tell me what Georgia won with last year. Tell me what Georgia going to win with this year. Tell me that.
Yeah.
Tell me what Ohio State won with. Tell me what Alabama wins with every year. Tell me what the teams that are winning with today. Tell me what we won with in 2013 and 2014. Tell me that. Tell me what we won with. We won a lot of three stars on that team. It was a whole bunch of four and fives. Jalen Ramsey was a five star.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, he was.
Talking about.
He was very different. Very different guy. On his way to the Hall of Fame. On his way to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, y'all got to stop this foolishness, man. Y'all got to stop this foolishness, dog. We'll see. I want you to come back when TCU get the brakes beat off him by these five stars. Them hungry threes get the brakes beat off him by them five stars. Then you come back and tell me how that look, Purple Guy. That's what I want you to tell me. When George dog walked them dudes, you tell me how the three stars look. Where are y'all talking about, man? So sick of this, man. Just stop with the excuses. We gotta recruit better. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Recruit better.
I'm gonna tell y'all.
I'm not knocking it. Listen, we will be great next year. I don't want nobody to take what I'm telling you. We will be great next year. I think we will. I picked us to be in the Final Four. I think we will win. I think we got to not win a championship. I think we have an opportunity to compete for a championship next year. I think the ACC championship is a given. I do believe we will be great. But at the same token, You got to be able to recruit at a high level. And that mm-hmm. piece is still missing from Florida State. I'm not knocking them for it. I'm just saying they got to get better. So if that means firing some guys who can do it, do that. But they are not at the level they need to be at, especially when you tell me that they are 9-win, top 15 team, with the, and they're going to finish the season ranked top, with a top 10 team. They should yeah. have all the hype, momentum, money, and everything surrounding this team to where they should have been able to handpick guys. Because now, let me be honest, and this is going to upset some people. Locked in Jimbo Fisher, this would have been a number one or two class. I'm lying, Sam?
Hey, that's funny. I like that right now. 3-star. I like Purple Goblin. Hey, send me an email, Purple Goblin, get you a t-shirt. That's funny as hell. You know what's funny? Let's do this exercise. Would you take Alabama's recruiting class right now? Matter of fact, no. Let's do it better than this. Would you take Miami's recruiting class right now and trade yours in? Because I would. I would trade this.
No, they 20. Not Purple Goblin. He want them 3-star. They gonna get us. They gonna get us to the chip. Them 3-stars gonna take us all the way.
Oh man.
Man, y'all in these excuses, boy. Just we out here getting California linebackers. They're linebacker at Oakleaf. Linebacker right over there at West Side. Go West Side High. I know a few linebackers.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think he will figure out recruiting?
Miami ain't won a bowl game. They got everybody. They just pulling guys left and right. But we got the lone 3-star. They hungry. Sick of it.
Hey,
Purple Goblin, thank you for listening, sir. Keep looking.
Don't worry about it. When we recruit in the top ten,
I don't know what you want from me.
When we recruit in the top ten in the summer, y'all gonna celebrate every last one of them 4-stars. And my point gonna be made. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's cool, man. I think this is
out there.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to start with the excuse making. That's okay, right, man. The problem about it is
if we assigned all 3-stars and 4-stars, these same people wouldn't be having these same crazy conversations. That's the problem.
Yeah, they'd be pretty happy. They was all 5-stars.
Right, be happy as all get out.
It's a reason why y'all like it. It's a reason why y'all was so happy when Hakeem Williams signed. It was the reason why y'all waited by the edge of y'all seats waiting for him to sign that fucking blank sheet of paper. It's a reason why. Because you know he's a difference maker.
Right, Brian was scared. Brian was scared. All of Miami was tweeted. Oh no, it's a wide receiver commit. Brian was shook. I'm sorry to put you out there. Brian was shook.
Brian would DM me all damn day about
Brian,
that deal.
Brian was out there like, oh Lord. Yeah, Brian did this. Oh Lord. The wide receiver, they said, Miami said they get the wide receiver. I hope it's not Hakeem. They ain't had no contact with Hakeem.
We're
hanging up on
the
door. I'm chill now, man. I've been drinking brown.
But man, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. We is almost at, we're close to 1,000 subscribers, man. We are hitting on 1,000 subscribers. We really close to 1,000, man. We like 70 away, actually. Like 70 away, 68, I think, away.
Yeah. I think less than 70. I thought we had like 930-something, man.
Yeah, 935, somewhere around there. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, so, it's going to be the one.
Yeah, so y'all just keep plugging the pod. Keep plugging the pod. Tell your people. Yeah, tell your subscribe people. On your daughter's stuff and on her iPad and everything else, man. But, Brian, you got anything else, man?
Get your kids devices. I ain't got nothing, man. Stop making excuses. Yeah, stop making excuses, all I'm going to say, man.
You know what's funny? Timmy keeps saying, Let me say this. She keeps talking about Timmy. She talking about, don't be like, Andy, we got a bunch of fathers, like, only go 5-7. Now, when A&M go win 10 games next year, I don't want to hear nothing. I would hear that. Now when they win 10 games next year, I would hear that. I would hear that.
He's been stacking classes. It gets very difficult to lose when you got a whole lot of talent. Again, Sam been saying it. This year won the year, but that next year gonna look a little different because all that talent don't came up to the top. I know we don't like Jimbo.
Oh,
we
not Massa, you didn't even Massa, you didn't even win the pick'em. You didn't win it. Go look at it. You didn't win the pick'ems. Take one of the pick'ems. I'm waiting on Tay to DM me. Tay won the pick'ems.
I should laugh at it. I ain't even get at it, but he was real happy about that.
She thought they ain't winning 10 games. Okay. All right. Don't worry about it. We're gonna revisit the conversation next year. We're gonna revisit this conversation. It's fun how everybody else get a transition class and a COVID class. Only people that get a COVID and transition class is FSU. Everybody else, though, need to make it happen.
Nope. Again, for some reason, our school was the only school affected by COVID. We had a tough go of it. COVID really did a number on us, unlike any other school that has ever recruited before. Again, that's been the thing. But man, listen. Let's stop with the excuses. All I was gonna say.
Hold on, I got a couple.
Appreciate y'all listening for real. I think the last episode may have been our highest view. All right, go ahead. Got a question.
Got a couple questions. Coaches. Some of these staff don't have a relationship with the college coaches to know what the price tag is, and that's what the problem is. And you are correct. Organization will sustain success. NIL may allow bad organizations to catch light in a bottle and make a run every now and then. See Tennessee. I think Tennessee is going to be there for a while. I don't think Tennessee is going backwards, Bill. I'm going to tell you, I grew up. Oh, all right, put that one out there. The Pharrell kid, like you said, it might be a player. He ain't moving. Yeah, you know, you're right about that, Salty. He wouldn't have moved the rankings. That's true. That is true. He wouldn't have moved the rankings, but pretty good player. Pretty good player, in my opinion. Why is high school necessary? It's new. Just because a Porter team hasn't won the Natty yet doesn't mean it can't. Okay.
You know what? I'm going to not agree. I'm going to kind of agree with you because I've been on the edge of saying this, right? Not enough because the history has said that you got to recruit, but I've been kind of like maybe Mike has figured out a new way of doing it. There may be multiple ways to get to your desired goal, and Mike may have figured out. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question. If
I get a lot of grown men. Who I know or I believe can play, I might be able to circumvent the deficiencies I have in the high school ranks.
And Let me ask you a question.
It might be possible. I'm not going to rule out 100% and say that it's not possible.
Let me ask you a question, Brandon. Has any team won free agency in the NFL and turned back around and won a national championship? I mean, won a Super Bowl?
Never happened. Yeah, I'll take it that.
Okay.
Well, the Rams last year?
The Rams traded for Jalen Ramsey. Hold on. The Rams traded for Jalen.
Right. Those are trades.
Hold on. They traded for Jalen Ramsey. They traded for Matthew Stafford. They traded for OBJ, right?
Yeah, it felt like free agency, but you're right. Those were all trades.
Okay,
yeah,
hold on. But those are four players, right? Mm-hmm. Aaron Donald drafted. Most of the DBs was drafted, right? Because we just got one from them. Darius Williams came from them. He was drafted through there. The offensive line guys was drafted. Whitworth, all them other guys. So most of that team had been together 4 years, 3 years before Ramsey, Von Miller, and Stafford got there. That was the closest to any team being bought and paid for that we had ever seen in the NFL that made it to the finals like that. That's the closest team we have. But most of the times, teams are built from the draft. Teams are built from the draft, developed in that organization, and they go to the Super Bowl. That's normally how that happens.
I'm not, And I, again, I agree with you. I'm not arguing whether or not it's what's happening. I'm just, because it's never been done, the portal is very new. It may be too early to say that it can't be done. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it again, I'm with you saying it's not likely that that's the way.
Go look at, hold on, go look at Tampa Bay.
Be done, because I do think if you get the right group of guys, you might be able to make it happen.
Go look at Tampa Bay. They signed Tom Brady. Other than Tom Brady, name all the best players on that team. Mike Evans.
Linebacker was drafted.
Drafted. Yeah. Mike Evans, drafted. Offensive line drafted.
All them dudes. Them dudes developed over a long time, too, because Jameis had all them terrible jokers. All
right.
2017, Jags was...
See, the NFL different now. See, football different now.
They'll move that goalpost for Mike. I give it to him.
All right.
Gronk was a draft pick as well. I thought the rank again. All right. You know, again, I'm not.
But I'm saying most of the team, 80% of the team is out of the draft and signed in free agency and develop over 3 to 4 years.
I'm not saying that it ain't, that it's not the way we've done it. I'm just saying it doesn't necessarily say that we cannot do it in the future. It is a possibility.
Let's see that. What do y'all think about
enough of these portal guys? And
what do y'all think about JUCO? I actually like Jaden Jones a lot. Actually, I'm concerned about what type of bend he's gonna have. But I do like Jaden Jones. I don't think we get.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing with Jones, right?
Mm-hmm.
If Verse come back, Peyton's already shown he's gonna be that number two.
Mm-hmm.
You're really talking about Jones being more of a depth guy than anything. You know what I mean? Dispel Verse and those other guys, so you don't have that much drop off. I'm thinking Verse is coming back from everything we've heard. I've not heard any different. I'd be surprised. Again, he get a 6-sack game in the bowl game against Oklahoma. They may tell him he's a top 5 pick and he'll be gone. But I'm just saying, I think for me, I think, you know, Verse may come back. And if you tell me you pay a Verse with Peyton, Jones is a good pickup, but it'll be really just for depth. And that's a very good problem to have.
Yeah.
And Hussey is definitely not a lot.
Yeah, I think Hussey ends up at Miami.
Oh, that wasn't what I was expecting, but all right.
Yeah, I think he ends up in Miami.
Man, everybody coming off of ACL, man. Mike know that. He know them. Apparently, he's in good with the doctors because Mike will grab an ACL written dude and that dude can play. I mean, again, they all Benson came off of something. You know what I mean? He was torn and broken up when he got there. Mm-hmm. He's that dude on Toy Story who fixes all the broken toys and then makes them all good again. That's Mike. Mike fixes the broken toys. I ain't concerned about no ACL.
Absolutely. So, yeah, man. But
Jaden Jones is Jaren Jackson 2.0. Okay.
All right, Monster.
I'm just saying. So that means you telling me we getting two verses?
No, Jaren. You know what I mean? Like Jaren Jackson.
Jaren Jackson is a D line. Is a D lineman though. Is a D tackle, right? Yeah, but Jaren Jones is an end.
Yeah, Jaren Jackson ain't good. Yeah,
he saying he better. Ain't 2.0 mean he better, right?
I hope so. I don't know.
Well, shit, I don't know.
It's my see Purple Goblin say this. See Purple Goblin say he heard Verse coming back. That's why I fought left. See,
yeah, there you go.
Can't stack all these players together. Just got to get one or two of them. Can't put them all together.
Right. It's not like Falk was gonna be here for 4 years after Verse left. We can't use him after. Yeah, we didn't need him after Verse left because you know he gonna be gone. So.
You know, most things depth piece. Okay, man. But anyway, man, this was a great show.
Now, at this point, hey, Purple Goblin, let me be very clear. Purple Goblin, we just fucking with you at this point. we really are just messing with you, dog. No, Falk, that is not an excuse again why Falk couldn't have been recruited here. Because again, there is no guarantee them coming back. And even if Verse is coming back, he would have 3 years without him. Verse ain't coming back for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless he tore his ACL and then Falk would start. So then it was I'm not sure that's it. But yeah. Listen, man, we enjoyed the show. Recruiting is always a fun time. We get into a lot of think pieces and a lot of excuse making about the teams that we like, and that's cool. It's always fun to do that. Yeah, it's always fun. It's always fun to do that. To everybody, if y'all got a kid in there and we talk bad about him, I apologize. If Sam, if y'all thought Sam was too negative and didn't like the fact he don't like Mike Norvell still, you know, he apologizes. I'm apologizing on behalf of him because he ain't going to apologize to y'all because he don't give a fuck. Right. Hit the like button, man, if you haven't. Rate, review, and subscribe. Get us to 1,000, man. Retweet the pod. We're going to put the episode out tomorrow and on Facebook. If you see it and nobody and you know somebody who hasn't subscribed, hit that subscribe button. And some of them at Facebook group chats, man, I know y'all be liking the pod. Y'all tell me about it. Y'all comment on it. Y'all told me y'all agreed with me last week on Sam, and Sam was talking crazy about the kids not being lazy. So there's 27,000 of y'all in there who seen it. Y'all need to go ahead and hit that subscribe button, man. Let's go ahead and get us up out of here, man. So I'm speaking specifically to the Facebook people. That is your grandmas, your grandpas, your uncles, aunts. It's the crazy streets out there in Facebook, but I brave those streets to get y'all this episode, man. So make sure y'all go ahead and subscribe, man.
All right, we out.
Sam, you got anything else, man?
Nope.
You just heard the Listen Up podcast. Yeah. Yeah.